yesterday we were supposed to come on here as normal, but due to the high winds, once again it draws both of our aerials down, making it impossible for transmissions up until about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, when we did finally manage to get a couple of aerials up. As you can appreciate, the wire we use is very, very thin and prone to breaking in such high wind conditions. So anyway, I was back on the air yesterday from 3 o'clock in the afternoon and continued broadcasting right the way through until 10 to midnight last night. Well, at this time, Matt Black, who was on the air doing the Walton Top 10, had to make the announcement that we were going off the air because GPO officials, together with the Home Office and the police, numbering about 30, were in the building. Fortunately, we can say that no prosecutions will be made due to this action. We did, however, lose some of our radio transmitting equipment. And as you now hear, it hasn't affected us at all. We're back on the air once again. MAR continues and will continue. And after spending some 4 or 5 hours putting aerials up yesterday, MAR had to do the same thing all over again today due to us discarding the aerials last night. So that's about it. We've been back on the air again from 3 o'clock this afternoon. And the DJ who was on the air last night when the raid took place was Whispering Matt Black. And we felt it was only right to put him on the air this afternoon. So MAR, Maserland Alternative Radio, after 1 year and 1 week on the air, was yesterday raided at 10 to midnight last night. No prosecutions will be made as nobody was caught. We, however, did lose some of our radio transmitting equipment. MAR continues, and we may remind you that tonight's gig at the Hamilton Club will continue. The Hamilton tonight between 8:30 and midnight, the first MAR 266 listeners night will be on. We're not put off by the proceedings of the last 24 hours, and we hope you're not. Normal programmes till 8 o'clock tonight. MAR closes down at 8 o'clock this evening, so we can all be there. So it took about 20 or 30 of them to try and track us down last night. Not bad, eh, for double time on a Saturday evening? Taxpayers' money and all that. I would have thought the police had better things to do on a Saturday evening. Well, so for everybody who came out last night on the raid, all the people from the radio regularity department and all the police and all the hangers-on and the other people who come along, here's a record specially for you. Better luck next time. We're not going to be fooled by you. This is Chris Rea and Fool If You Think It's Over.